Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sobras Radio.
So listen, my guest tonight says music is the great uniter, an incredible force, something that people who differ on everything and anything else can have in common. Give it up for the amazing singer and songwriter, Irfan Ahmed. Mere bhai.
Akshay.
Bhai, aap kahan kho gaye, man?
हम इसी दुनिया में, we were here bro. आपने हमें याद किया और हम हाजिर.
I love it. But you know, we last spoke when I think वही गाना जो मैं लगाया लखनऊ हिला, when that release, I think that was probably the last time we spoke. And then in between, you know, there's been Sonia, there's been Dil Di Girl, and of course now the new one Heat, which we're going to be talking about. But bhai, you know, the support has been there, and you know, you've been doing amazing work. And I was telling you off air, you know, हमारी बातचीत होना हो, right? I've been supporting.
I know. I see. I'm always under the radar, bro. And I love the fact because your show is one of the best shows in the UK. And let me tell you that you always have the eye for the quality music.
Thank you.
And I know that, you know, sometimes you kind of become slow. You don't push as much. But this time, I know that Akshay was definitely ready. He was going to catch some kind of, I was going to catch some kind of attention for your show. So I was like watching, rooting for it until you just said, oh, it's fun. Okay, let's just do it. I was like, okay, do it.
Bilkul. But like I said, always love and support for you. But like I said, we're loving the new song. But bhai, main puchna chahta hu, you know, you've been in the game now for a little while. You know, let's talk about your journey so far from Lahore to London. You know, aapka safar kaisa chal raha hai?
Okay, so to be honest, like Lahore was a different vibe. Over there, I was doing more sort of band-style music. I've always been into live music more than what I do release, to be honest, because I'm not, like, fully into that commercial releasing market yet, because a lot of the artists, what they do, they heavily rely on what they release and kind of try and make some money with royalties and stuff.
Yeah.
But unless you have, like, massive hits in the market, you really find it difficult to find your feet, where you want to go, where you want to stand. And it's a lot of investment. The way I see it, the more money I make doing live music, the more I invest. Hmm. So I take it as a business. Now that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I think the best thing for me that came out of the UK is that I found my own market. So I can now say that, yeah, I've got some audience. I've got people that want to listen to me perform live. And then I found my own kind of a way to express myself. So that's something that is more exciting. But on the same side, I'm just trying to keep this going on the side where I'm releasing tracks, where I'm trying to pump some more new music in and testing the water, basically. So, I mean, I've done different types of songs, but I'm trying to get feedback from everyone as to what kind of music I need to stick to. And now I've got a little bit of an idea in my head, so upcoming songs, they're going to be more sort of singer-songwriter style kind of music.
Of course.
But yeah, I think that's what it is.
Of course. I mean, Mirabai, you know, just in the, you know, in the last four or five releases that you've dropped, you know, you've shown your versatility. You know, you're not just a one-trick pony that you can only do one style. You know, you've shown, you know, you can do the pop stuff, you can do the more scenty stuff. So, you know, we love you. You know, we love you for that, my brother.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Akshay. No, I really appreciate it. A lot of the times, but, you know, sometimes people think that, oh, you can be jack of many trades, but you cannot be. Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's no harm in trying different things, because then you can sort of find people that will connect to you. And you can try and understand what people think, what kind of feedback. Even myself, when I release a different track, it's a different vibe. This time, it's more energetic, more powerful, more sort of like dancey, upbeat kind of a vibe. But this is the future of music, to be honest. Like, now you see all these Punjabi people going into pop. And they're doing old school, they're singing old school, but they're doing it with new sounds. That's what I'm trying to do.
Of course. I want to take you back a little bit, Mirabai, right? You know, when you were that kid back in college, you know, with your guitar singing songs in the cafeteria, you know, to all the girls, you know, what were the songs? You know, kaun se gaane aap gaate the?
Bro, to be honest, us waqt purani jeans aur guitar. Ali Hadar, like, we used to sit in the cafeteria, wahan pe sab log table baja rahe hain, and honestly, we used to do that. Like, aapne gaane mein dekha na, purani jeans. So like we used to practically do that aur acha lagta tha. We used to go to Capri, Lahore mein jaake wahan nihari kha rahe hain, pie. We used to have pie nihari, wo kha ke saath saath like everybody is having fun,
yeah,
aur saath saath gaane ga rahe hain. Younger days were so amazing, bro. And uske baad university time, cuz I was in you know NCA, so I was graduating in art at that time, graphic designing. So us waqt phir because we could do a lot more art wise.
Yeah.
Ladke ladkiyan aapas mein paintings kar rahe hain, sculptures bana rahe hain. We were doing all that arty stuff and then also having fun and singing at the same time.
Yeah.
Those were the times when I had the best days, to be honest. Ab to koi celebrate bhi nahi karta. Tab to like university ke bahar banner laga hua hai, fun ki birthday. Balloons, ye wo, this and that. I was like, bro, the kind of birthdays I've had in Lahore, yahan pe nahi koi karta.
But listen, we're celebrating you tonight right here on my show. But one thing that's not changed from then to now is your love for music. And, you know, as I said, you know, we're loving everything that you're putting out. So, you know, let's talk about this new song, Gaane Ka Naam Hai Heat. Aur waqai is gaane mein bahut garmi hai. So, bro, break it down for me. Ye gaana aaya kahan se, man? Iska janam kahan se hua?
Okay, so I think what it was that I was sitting with, BBC Introducing, I'm going to go 2 years back from now. So BBC Asia Network, they said, you're going to be our BBC Introducing artist. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So we had a meetup. There was different producers and stuff. And I met Shay there. And Shay was like, he was doing a lot of stuff for different artists. And he was like, I want to do something Punjabi. I was like, okay, let's just get together and see if we can work on it. And we came up with this beat in his studio. And I really liked it. As soon as I heard it, I was like, yeah, I'm going to jump on it. I was like, okay, that's fine. Brilliant. It was raw, but, you know, we booked a session. I came in. I wrote something at home. So I've got a little home studio as well where I can just spend the beat and maybe just think about what I want to say, what I want to write. So I wrote the lines. I said, oh, I've got something. Let's just record it. So we did like a rough vocal, and the bridge part, it was completely different. It wasn't like how it's now. Uh-huh. And then I was like, okay, I'm not happy with it. So we did one vocal session. It was guide listening to myself. Then I was just driving one day, all of a sudden I thought about a couple of lines, and I just recorded them on my voice recorder on my phone. And I said, that's it. It's done now. This song is ready. And that's, I'm talking 2 years back.
Yeah.
Even though the song was ready, I was just not satisfied with the level of vocal production it did have at that time. And then Shay went to USA. He got a new deal with a new label. And then I was like, okay, what do I do? So I then got in with Mo. We recorded some vocals over there in his studio again. And we layered them properly. Harmonies, everything was there. I was like, yeah, no, it's a bit satisfactory for me.
Yeah.
Then he mixed it, we mastered it from Streaky. And I think, yeah, the sound was there. I did a video for it in Spain, actually. It wasn't a long time ago. It was like, I would say two months back.
Yeah.
I went to Barcelona. We had a few different locations. Amazing team as well, bro, because I met some amazing people now in London as well. So we all flew there together. We stayed there for about a week. We shot a music video.
Did you get quite involved with the video concept? You know, the look, the styling, you know, or do you leave it to the director?
I think it was him. So if you look at the concept, how it should have been shot, it was him fully. I wouldn't say, I just said, listen, we need to have that energy. We need to have that vibe. We need to have those clicks and everything.
Yeah.
And it should be on the beat. He goes, don't worry about it. That's fine. Wardrobe wise, it was mainly me. But then locations-wise, you know, I did have some input. Okay, maybe you need to have that and this. So we kind of, like, worked it together. But I'd say Akash is an amazing guy.
Absolutely.
He's done an amazing job. Yeah. He's done videos for other artists as well, some of the big names that you see in the market.
Yeah.
But he's pumping it. The good thing about him is that he himself is a musician. He can sing. He can play guitar.
Mm.
So the understanding level, you know, on this stage, I don't want to work with somebody who just, don't know, because there is a lot of people out there. Even like, actually, it's very strange. Like, I don't feel like if somebody doesn't understand music fully and they're trying to work on it, how is that possible? Because you've got to be a musician before you sit in the studio and become a music producer.
Say you.
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly what I'm talking in my song. When you hear the lyrics, it says, DJ nu phada ke USB, sare piche meri kand de hit ne kar de. Bro, these are the lines exactly like talking about those kind of people that you don't rely on that. You need to have at least the basic understanding of how you pick up the beat, how you play with it, and how you sing on it. So you can't just isolate yourself just doing one kind of thing and not being able to do if you didn't have that. So if you take away the USB, what do they have then?
Yeah.
That's a big question mark.
It is indeed. And my brother, you don't need a USB, right? Because you can rock it without USB. Now, just before we move on to the next bit, listen, everybody, Heat is now out. You've been hearing it on my show. We're going to hear it in a few minutes. And the video is out as well. So go check it out. Now, talking of live music, right? You are absolutely killing it with your live shows at the moment, because I'm loving the Qawwali and Rock Fusion shows that you are putting out right now. And I know that they've been getting an amazing response, my brother. Talk to me about that concept.
Oh, so Qawwali is just something that's been burning in the pipeline for a very long time. So one of my biggest inspiration being Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody follows Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. You talk about South Asian classical music. Qawwali is at the top, and then Ghazal, and then Tumri. All of these styles come after that. But Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, everybody's favorite. And obviously mine too. And I was thinking, okay, what do I do? How do I bring it to younger audiences? The only way was for me to find new sounds that can have some elements of modern pop and rock styles.
Yeah.
Bring them in, and then sing the same Qawwali, but with a lot more different energy, with a lot more current sound, different vibe. And that's what I wanted to bring. So when we tried the concept first time in London, Waterman was packed. People loved it. I mean, I've seen couples, like Goreb couples, they would just come up to you and say, we've been to many shows, but this was one of the best shows we have been to.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about people that don't understand the language.
Yeah.
So I just thought that I'm so happy I was able to achieve what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then it was a birthplace for something new in London.
Mm.
I know I've taken inspiration from a lot of upcoming Qawwali bands from India nowadays, because what they're trying to do is bring some new sound. So I'm not going to say that the inspiration wasn't there.
Yeah.
Music is all about inspiration, and you need to understand what people like and how you can express it in the best possible way.
Mm.
But if I say that Qawwali rock concept was introduced by any local artist in London, British Asian Pakistani artist, then I would say yes, maybe it was me and the band. We just did it. We just thought, okay, we're locals, we're gonna do this Qawwali rock. And Qawwali rock is a thing now.
Absolutely.
So people want to come to the Qawwali. And it's just a big achievement on its own. And I'm so happy about that.
Absolutely. So everybody go check out Irfan's socials to find out where he's going to be performing next. But talking of next, bye. You know, you've hit the ground running for 2024 with Heat. Aur kya aa raha hai mere bhai?
Bro, so I've got like a couple of tracks that I'm working on.
Yeah.
One of them is Jogi. I've done a video. Half of it is done.
Mm.
But I'm just waiting. And then I've got another song that I'm in the process of writing. It's not very upbeat. It's like a love kind of ballad. And I always wanted to do one of them kind of songs. And I think that's going to be something that you will love so much.
Well, you know what? You will have to come back and speak to us all about it. We're not going to leave it 3-4 years, you know, until we speak again, Mirabai. But but Suno, right? It's been this long since you've been on my show. Main aapko aise waise aaj raat ko nahi jaane dunga. Before we play Heat and before you introduce it, Mirabai, for me and for all the fans locked in right now, hamare liye ek do line, please sing them for us.
Okay. What do you want me to sing? My new song?
Yeah. Just a few lines.
Aimee chuti muti gal pichediye, main tho ladya na kar. Tere jaiyan main batheriyan chariyan, ena vaddi koi gal gaane gaunde sare na de. Moonu hala ke, DJ nu fada ke, USB sare piche meri kand de, hate ne kar de, moon te kar de, sare tareef. There you go, my bro.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. That was Irfan Ahmed, and this is his new one. My brother, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
No worries, my bro, Akshay. It's always love to see you. I'm so happy you're supporting British Asian Pakistani music, especially, or British Asian in general. And it's been a privilege. So I'm going to say thank you so much for having me.
Always love.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.